18. E-commerce. 18.1.
There are nearly 7 million teenagers in the UK. According to their parents, they wear too much makeup, treat the house like a hotel, and run up huge phone bills. At the same time, for e-commerce, teenagers are a dream because they're so comfortable with the internet and positive about new technology. And without the financial responsibilities of adults, they generally have money to spend. The sites targeted at these teenagers offer them chat, competitions, and email access, as well as things to buy. Lucy, you're the marketing manager of one of these teen sites, Wicked Colours. How do you see the future of e-commerce in this market?
I think the main problem is age. Some sites try to target an age group that's too wide. As a result, they don't satisfy anyone. Some target from 11 to 18-year-olds, but an 11-year-old is nothing like an 18-year-old. We aim our site at younger teenagers. The site is designed for them. The average age would be 13, but we go as young as 11. It's this group that spends the most time at the computer. The 16 to 18-year-olds are interested in other things, like going out to clubs. Would you agree, Nick?
Yes. And the other problem is that all 13-year-olds want to be 18-year-olds. If you look at the magazines aimed at young teenage girls, most of them have disappeared. The younger kids like to read adult magazines like Marie Claire and Vogue.
OK, the right audience is one thing, but getting them to buy directly from your site is another. Most of these sites sell online, but teenagers don't want to ask their parents for their Visa card. Nick?
That's right. And that's why, in my opinion, the teenager market has no future. Apart from the fact that teenagers don't have credit cards, they use the internet differently from adults. They see it mainly as a means of communication. They will spend hours chatting and sending emails, but not shopping. So, you can make some money from advertising, but not much from direct sales. I think Brian will back me up on that.
Actually, I don't agree, Nick. Lee is right. They don't want to ask their parents for money every time they want to buy something. But if you free them from that parental control, teenagers will buy online. So what we do is give them their own magnetic swipe card called Splash Plastic. They can use their allowance to top the card up with cash at a number of stores around the country. Then, when they're at home, they can use the card to buy online, but only in sites that Splash Plastic has authorized as suitable, and only products suitable for under 18-year-olds. In other words, they can't buy X-rated videos. That keeps the parents happy.
But even if these new payment methods work, isn't there a moral problem? Teenagers make irrational, emotional purchases, so is it right to market to them so heavily in the first place? Lucy?
Well, that's a good question. But rightly or wrongly, the current generation of teenagers will have an important influence on the future of e-commerce. It's clear that they want to buy online, and if we don't take advantage of that, someone else will.
18.2